Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the Board of Forestry virtual retreat for October 6, 2021. I'm Jim Kelly, Board Chair. This will be a two-day informal planning retreat for the Board of Forestry members and agency leadership. Please note, no formal decisions will be made, even with a quorum present and public meeting parameters met. No public comment or testimony will be available for this retreat, but our discussions will be live streamed for public viewing. To ensure our viewers online can follow along with today's discussions, I'll go over some general housekeeping tips for our retreat participants to consider. With all of us engaging virtually, please silence cell phones and limit background noises. Use the gallery view so we can see everyone's faces during our conversations. Raise your hand, use the raise hand feature in Zoom, or just speak up as we work through each of the agenda topics. Connect with everyone through the chat feature in Zoom if you need a break, run into any technical issue, or would like to reach out to the facilitator. For the record, and to help those listening online, we ask all board members and agency staff to state their name before speaking if they are not identified by the discussion lead or facilitator. I've asked Oregon Consensus to facilitate the next 2 days of the retreat for the board to give us the space to have full engagement on these important topics. So thank you, Robin Harkless, for taking on this work. With that, I'll take a pause and ask if there are any questions before we begin. If no questions at this point, then I will start with board introductions. If each of you could state your name. Chandra?
Hi, Chandra Ferrari, board member.
Brenda?
Brenda McComb, board member.
Joe?
Good morning, Joe Justice, board member.
Carla?
Carla Chambers, board member.
Great. Is Ben with us?
Ben Dornling, board member.
Hey, you rushed back, Ben. Thank you. All right. Okay. At this point, Nancy, if you could introduce the staff that is with us, please go right ahead.
Good morning, Nancy Hershier, Acting State Forester, and I think we'll go to Doug Graff.
Good morning, Doug Graff, Chief of Fire Protection for the department.
And Ryan Gordon.
Good morning, Ryan Gordon, Interim Partnership and Planning Program Director.
Kyle Abraham.
Good morning, Kyle Abraham, Acting Deputy State Forester. Good to see everybody today.
And Sabrina Perez.
Good morning. My name is Sabrina Perez. I'm the Senior Strategy Manager for the Administrative Branch.
And Bill Herber. Bill, we're just introducing ourselves. I know you just barely got on there. And I know Liz is still trying to get in as well, Liz Dent. So, Josh, also, we have a little bit, the technology here in Salem is a little slower today. Bill, we're just introducing ourselves.
Good morning. Yes, Bill Herber, Deputy Director for Administration, and apologize for that, having technology issues myself. So. Thanks, Nancy.
And how about Josh Bernard?
Good morning, everyone. Josh Bernard, currently serving as the interim division chief for private forests.
Okay, I think we'll go with that. We will probably pick up perhaps one or two more as technology comes alive. So with that, Jim, turn it back to you.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone. So I'll start with a few opening comments. And we are truly at a new beginning, if there ever was one. It is an unprecedented time of change. Let me list all the ways. Number one, obviously, we're in the middle of a transition to a new state forester. We have three finalists who were interviewed this week using questions from ODF employees. On October 20th, there will be a public interview process. I encourage all interested parties to submit questions for that interview. You can also offer written comments. You will find links on the board meeting page on ODF's website. We expect to complete the selection process and announce that selection on October 29th. Fingers crossed. Number two, we are still getting grounded as a board with three still pretty new members, with myself still learning the ropes of the board chair position and the likelihood of a new and final board position being filled quite soon. Another big area of change, of course, is COVID. Where are we and where are we going? What mandates do we face? What about reopening? When can we again do tours and meet in other parts of the state? Number four on my list of big areas of change, we have legal challenges regarding endangered species we are dealing with, whose pending resolutions will possibly create significant changes for the department and for forestry in Oregon, potentially. Number five, the possible private forest accord and MOU. We are likely to know within a few weeks and will likely, whether it's successful and will, and if it is, it will hugely change what we do over the next few years. And if it is successful, it should also signal a new beginning and fundamental change in how Oregon approaches and solves these difficult issues. Number six, we, of course, are about to embark on an ambitious and important process updating the forestry program for Oregon. Number seven on my list here is what's going to happen with federal dollars? What is going to come our way? What will it fund? Will it be incentive programs? What will we be looking at there? And exactly how will the department be involved? And then finally, the most obvious change has pretty much turned our world upside down. That's climate change and fire, as we all know. And the CCCP process is clearly stirred a pot and demonstrates what the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead will look like. All that said, we enter into this retreat process facing an unprecedented level of uncertainty. We will deal with it as best we can, but it is frustrating that so much is unsettled right now. And I just want to acknowledge that. Whatever awaits us, it will be our job to deal with it, and that is our future. I also want to acknowledge the fact that we can't meet together in person and do what humans would normally do to get to know each other better and build our strength as a team. I find this truly frustrating, and boy, this will date me, but to quote Pete Seeger, we shall overcome someday. And meanwhile, we'll just continue on Zoom and use our masks. All that said, I do think there's plenty of reason to be optimistic. I am optimistic about the MOU and what it represents. Also, as a society, we seem to have moved past the "is climate change real" conversation, and it makes me optimistic that industry and conservationists and the public at large can and will work together more cooperatively as we face this existential crisis. So I'm about to shut up, but finally I want to remind all board members that this is the time to talk about your personal values as it relates to our work. To help the ODF team, each of us needs to openly share why we're here and the things that we hold most dear. And just lastly, I want to pose the question for our discussion this morning. What is the board's role in assisting the new state forester? How can we help with the onboarding process? So with that, Nancy, you've got some introductory comments.
Sure, thank you. And we are still working to get some of the staff on with the technology here. So couldn't agree more with you, Jim, about there being a new beginning. You know, we're 4 months in to the current biennium, the 21-23, which is about 15% of kind of this earmark period of time to meet a lot of goals and achieve a lot of accomplishments. And I want to let you all know that we have made progress on many fronts so far. So it's also a time of celebration, even amongst the uncertainty and risk. I want to also say that though you've talked about having newer board members and you being newer as a board chair, I think that the department is positioned very well right now because of the leadership that the board has already demonstrated in this perhaps short period of time. The leadership has been demonstrated by your vision to date and the engagement and the support that you've given all of us here at the Department of Forestry. In terms of accomplishments already, it's not a small thing that your recruitment process is on schedule as you followed your plan. We've had a really challenging fire season, and how I typically gauge success with fire seasons is what I hear externally about how we did. And I was able, I think some of you know, I was able to spend some time in Lakeview recently with the team at ODF there, other interagency partners, landowners, and community leaders. And hands down, that community is highly appreciative of the Department of Forestry's local employees and the incident management teams that visited there. They were greatly appreciative of what and how the fire response looked, as well as how the relationships were maintained while people were there. Made progress on the MGO work and the Senate Bill 762, much of which is been done through leadership by your engagement, individual board members with the rulemaking advisory committees, and the list goes on. All of this still yet a time of transition that you've described, but also it's a continued significant transition here within the executive team. We currently have right now five acting or interim members of the executive team, each of which has stood up and risen to the occasion. And the relationship building has to continue because of that, because of the changes. And some of those changes will continue to happen until each position, you know, lands into a permanent place. But there's truly a sense of partnership that I feel that I have experienced, but also I hear that from the team members here at the department. The priorities have been clear. I think that's been helpful. Some of these priorities were handed to us. They are important and challenging and have the potential to stress relationships at times, providing grace to each other during this continued transition will help us maintain strong relationships that I see today. Right now continues to be a period of opportunity to shape the vision forward. And I think as you've described, Jim, with the work around the forestry program for Oregon and a lot of the conversation tomorrow, looking at the board's work plan and looking at strategic initiatives to be able to begin to look out a little further, anything that we can do to create and solidify plans will better position the department to be more proactive and be more strategic and get out of a little bit of the crisis mode. Where there remains uncertainty and risk, that there are a variety of reasons for that, and they're pretty obvious. But what's also obvious is that we have a dedicated group of professionals across the department with new people filling in new positions that will deliver. They will deliver whatever the mission is, whatever the goals are, and they will deliver the work that needs to get done on the ground. That I am super confident in. The strength of the partnership between the board and the department and leadership by both will be instrumental in the success forward. I encourage us all to have a little fun over the next 2 days. That's one of our working guidelines at the department. And for me in this virtual world, it is a challenge looking at square boxes all day. So I hope with this environment that we can have a little laughter over the next 2 days too. Thank you.